The content presented in the program is a lie, and the mainstream media always tells the truth. COVID was true, and you should be a vegan, and everything Andrew says isn't real. Do not use these words against him in court, because he's a liar, and he really loves President Biden and Greta Thunberg. Please do not take this program seriously, and get your booster injections as soon as possible. Women can drive very well. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, family and friends.
So So this is actually a serious podcast or not?
This is a very serious podcast. They're all serious. Emergency meetings are extremely serious news source.
They are an extremely serious news.
Anybody who actually watches only emergency meetings will find out all the important things about the world, and they'll find out more truth than they'll ever find from the MSM. They'll be better informed if they're an emergency meeting specialist than if they watch anything else. This is a very serious news program, and for that reason, I think it's good that we welcome our family and friends in a very professional and nice manner.
It all began when they killed Harambe.
It's true. Write that down.
So,
let's start. Ready? Hello, family and friends. Welcome to another emergency meeting. We look forward to informing you and very glad that you've joined us here today.
Cincinnati Zoo is run by murderers. Harambe was innocent. Harambe did nothing wrong.
Right, everybody. I'm going to do something I've never done before in this emergency meeting, which is brag. I know that's unlike me, but I'm going to brag because basically I'm never, ever wrong. And it makes life extremely easy when you have a flawless track record for predicting the future, as I have. And I just want to highlight that I've said something which turned out to be absolutely and utterly true only a few months ago at the beginning of this year. And I explained to you all that 2024 is a year of chaos, but you should not be afraid. It's actually a good thing because chaos is opportunity, and most of you are living so trapped inside of the matrix that the only way you'll ever get out is with chaos. You can't escape without some form of black swan event. Something has to go wrong. And I can explain that quickly here with my extremely well-drawn diagram. 2024 is the year in which the truth will be exposed, and the truth will mean the system breaks, which will cause chaos. Chaos in the jail is what you need when you're truly trapped, like you people are. Because you're trapped inside of the matrix, you can basically see yourselves as inside of a jail. And you're never going to get out of the jail when the jail is operating as it should. When the jail's functioning, the doors are closed and you are trapped. However, if there is a prison riot, if there is chaos, if something goes wrong, you can slip out the escape, which we have here. The arrow goes down to freedom, and the freedom leads you to other things, which we're going to talk about later, hate you, the real world, etc. So the point is that if you are in charge of the matrix and you're one of the elites, you want the matrix to operate because it keeps the people who are not in the elites firmly inside of their cells. But most of you people at home are not elites. You do not have $100 million in cash. You are brokies. And therefore, your only chance of escaping a jail is during a prison riot, which means you need chaos. The elites do not want the chaos, but you do need the chaos. Otherwise, you don't stand a chance, because if everything operates as it should, you're going to pay taxes until you die and your wife's not even going to jerk you off. That is your destiny. So it's a good thing that this year is going to be chaotic. And I explained, 2024 is a massive opportunity because the truth is coming to light. And all of this chaos will allow you to escape if you are prepared for it. A prison riot is only good for the people inside of the prison if they're prepared for it. Have you been sitting in your cell preparing, training, getting strong, getting ready, making sure there's a car waiting for you outside once you get over the wall, and preparing for this prison riot because you're going to have a few short hours to escape your cell and never be seen again? Or are you sitting around jerking off, not preparing, so when the prison riot comes, in fact, the opposite of what happened, of this, happens. When you had a chance to escape, instead you end up getting murdered in the bathroom, decapitated like a loser, because during the chaos, some brokies are going to end up worse than before, some brokies are going to end up better than before. That's how it all works. So you have to make sure you're prepared for it, because this year is the year of chaos. I've explained all this to you before, and this emergency meeting is to prove that I was completely right, like I'm right about everything.
Why do you have to bring jerking off into everything?
I told everyone that 2024 was going to be a chaotic year. Chaos is opportunity. In fact, they mean the same thing in Japanese, I believe, because when things are in order and everything's operating as it's supposed to operate, the broke, you stay permanently broke, you are enslaved, and you're not supposed to ever get out. So I likened it to a prison riot, explaining that the chaos is going to give an opportunity for the people inside of the jail cells to get out and live free. And as long as things are organized and operating as they should, you will permanently stay a brokey and stay a nobody forever. 2024 will be chaotic. Lots of crazy things will happen, but these crazy things will provide an opportunity for people who are inside the Matrix to escape the Matrix.
Nice.
So now,
but as,
well, go on.
I was going to say, because you predict things so accurately, can you please stop predicting me going to jail? If you stop predicting it, maybe they'll stop putting me there. No.
So now the only thing left for me to do is to prove I was right. We've discussed why chaos is an opportunity for some of you and will be the downfall of others, of you, for the others. And it's all about whether you have prepared or not. You are completely self-accountable for the upcoming scenario you find yourself in. If you have prepared, this will be the best year of your life. If you have not prepared, this will be the worst year of your life because chaos is coming. So the next pertinent question for any professional to ask is, when is the chaos coming and how do we know chaos is coming? And I am here to prove to you on this emergency meeting that the chaos has already come. It's already here. You just haven't noticed because you've been too busy jerking off. So we're going to start. 2024, the year the truth came to light. And I told you all, as I've just proved, that chaos is coming. So let's look at the news events that have happened so far this year. Do you remember when that gang took over the entire country?
Someone in Ecuador made a lot of money and gained a lot of power because of that event.
100%.
100%.
Somebody, a defense contractor, who knows what, made a lot of money. The cartel itself. Don't you remember when that entire country was overtaken and they were killing prison? They were killing police officers in the street. All the prisons were rioting. All the prison officers were getting hung. Don't you remember that complete insanity? We're now living in a world where everything travels so quickly and things happen so fast that we forget about stuff. You forgot that a sovereign nation was overrun by a criminal gang only a few months ago. At the beginning of 2024. And what I want to do for this emergency meeting, Tristan, is...
Everyone's numb to it. They're numb to bad things happening.
You're numb! But you need to wake up and understand that that is a chaotic event. Proving we are in chaos and we're only just beginning. We're only going to name things that have happened so far this year. Every single time we name something that's happened, Tristan, I want you to propose a solution. What should a man do if his country is overrun by the cartel? What is the best thing he could possibly do in that scenario?
The best thing you could do when your country is overrun by a cartel.
Yeah.
Get all your boys together. Get all your guns together. Wait it out. Lock and load. I don't know. Tell me.
So let's look at this. Let's use the thing. So we have one Equa gang.
Okay. Equa Gangnam style.
Solution is the Mandem.
The Mandem. And if you're not from the United Kingdom and do not speak the King's English, the Mandem on the streets means the boys.
Because I've said this also before at emergency meetings, that truthfully, when shit hits the fan, the only people you can rely on is not the government, not the courts, not the police, not the judges, not the systems, not the doctors, none of that crap. That's all a lie. Especially the law. The law is a lie. The only thing you can truly rely on when things get hard, because the law is good at coming into scenarios retrospectively, but at the time is yourself and the people who you know, who love you, who would die beside you, your brothers, your team. My brother and I live in a compound. We have armed guards. We have huge gates. We have bulletproof doors. And we also live with 10 other men who train every day and a bunch of guns. We require 30 or 40 men to try and come and get us because we are prepared at all times understanding how the world works. You're probably sitting alone in your house, just you. Or you and
get off.
Or you and your girlfriend. And when the cartel takes over, you're going to be sitting there with your girlfriend.
Your little wiener in your hand.
Hey, babe, have you seen the news? Maybe we should call the police. Like a little fucking faggot. Your girl ain't gonna help you. In fact, she's a burden, and you are now burdened with protecting her. She's gonna do nothing but say, oh, help me, save me. It's like, you were nagging at me yesterday for cheating. I cheated. Now I have to save your life and dodge in front of fucking bullets? Bullshit. You need brothers. Only men... brothers who will die beside you will help you when things get bad. So, If your country is overtaken by a rogue cartel, the best thing you could do is have a bunch of guns and a bunch of brothers who you trust nearby all get into one house, strapped, aiming out the window, waiting for law enforcement to get its fucking act together because they've obviously been sitting around in their offices jerking off. Mandem. The next thing that happened that everyone seemed to have forgotten about for some reason.
Oh, this is interesting because people still talk about us, but no one remembers this.
Speculation that the release would include a list of rich clients or co-conspirators of Epstein. Epstein died by suicide in 2019 while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges.
Epstein died by suicide.
Yeah, died by suicide.
It's interesting.
Yeah,
right. They write about us every single day for 2 years. And we've done nothing wrong. This guy, the number one guy in the world who is bribing politicians and blackmailing everybody, his documents are released. And 3 days later, no one talks about it anymore. The MSM isn't interested.
No one cares.
Who cares? Who cares? They've all been sitting around with little girls jerking off. And nobody seems to care about it. It's insane. All these documents released. Everyone said, when the Epstein documents come out, the world's going to change.
Yeah. It didn't, though, did it?
However, I do
think...
You're numb. You're numb to the bad news. You need to understand all the crazy things that have happened this year. Be perspicacious enough to understand and look at yourself in your own eyes and self-analyze and say, yes, I've become numb. I've become numb to the insanity. All these crazy things happen around me. All this madness. I'm living in a year of chaos. I don't even give a fuck. I just sit around at home... jerking off, playing video games, having a coffee, doop de doop de doo. You know what? Oh, the world's collapsing. Oh, World War III. Oh, well, you've become numb. Your dopamine receptors are fried. And that's fine because it's a survival mechanism. You're doing that so you don't panic. But instead, what you need to do is understand the scenario you're actually in and allow your dopamine receptors to receive the insanity that's going on in the world around you so you can take that panic and channel it into fucking money-making Aikido so you can get enough guns for you and your team to survive when the cartel overtakes your city. Oh yeah, by the way, there's no food anymore.
Oh, so everything I said about the farmers protesting because they're not allowed to grow food is true.
And yeah, there's another thing that happened this year is there's no more food.
Everyone who makes your food isn't allowed to grow it. I've been saying this since the end of last year. This is the worst thing that could possibly happen in the world, on Earth. Worse than any war is the people who grow your food not allowed to grow your food. So, there's no food. Food prices have quadrupled. And you're too busy at home jerking off.
So, what's the solution to them not allowing farmers to grow food?
What I would have done is, before this happened, if I was Tristan Tate, I would have bought thousands of kilograms of dried emergency food and I'd lock myself in the house with the Mandem.
Nice.
So all of me and the people I care about can always fucking eat.
So you need to have guys with guns to protect your stuff and then you need to have a bunch of money to buy emergency food.
Yes.
So Mandem plus money. Money's the solution because supply and demand. As there becomes less food, the food will be in higher demand, meaning the price of the food will increase. Therefore, if you are filthy rich, you can always afford food. If you are a brokey, you will not be able to afford the food. And then the brokeys will try and take the food by force, meaning you need the Mandems to protect your food. That's how it works.
Science.
You need to get rich because now the price of food is going to double. In fact, it already fucking has. Have you seen inflation? Have you gone food shopping in Canada or were you too busy jerking off?
In fact, it's funny because, you know, there are some parts of the world, and we're going to get to this, I guess, a little bit later, where there's so little food, everyone's eating each other. Cannibalism happens. And how do you protect yourself from cannibalism, Andrew?
The Mandem.
The Mandem. Try and cannibalize me. Good fucking luck.
So, it's very important you understand that as the food crisis comes, which is clearly coming, they're making it very obvious. The farmers are trying to tell you, we're not allowed to grow your food anymore. The food crisis is coming. All this is going to mean is that food does exist. However, it's too expensive for most normal people to buy it. It's already happening in Canada today. But of course, Justin Trudeau does not care because he's too busy with men jerking off.
You motherfuckers have never seen Waterworld. Kevin Costner, get with the program.
Right. Something else that would be crazy that happened this year is, I don't know, a nation committing mass genocide on another populace in front of everybody.
At the United Nations highest court, Israel stands accused of carrying out genocide in Gaza. South Africa has filed a 84-page document with the International Court of Justice.
Genocide.
And they got found guilty of doing genocide in court, and then they basically just didn't stop. And it's happening right now.
This is what we're saying earlier about law. Law's not real. There's no such thing as international law. There's no such thing as a rule of law. There's no such thing as how things are supposed to work. It's all who you know. If you're on the right side, if you're protected by the system, you can commit genocide in the open and it's fine. If you're on the other side, you can't sneeze without catching a case. It's bullshit. There is no rules-based order. There's no law. There's no justice. It's all a fucking scam. And every country on earth is a lie. All of it. None of it's true. So, and this genocide is proving it. More than ever. And the only people who are truly resisting the genocide are...
The Mandem.
They're coming. Guys, saddle up.
You better have your tunnels ready. Better have your guns. Better have your emergency food.
Speaking of tunnels, remember this shit? Your mates?
Oh, your mates, the ones who live under the sewers of New York City, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, it's been a wild year. This is still January, by the way. You've all forgot that these people, this synagogue, had a network of weird tunnels underneath New York City.
Why is no one talking about the fact that there were stained mattresses down there? Imagine, guys, I did a little thing on Twitter the other day. And in fact, I'm going to try and find it and put it here on stream for you all because I'm Mr. Producer.
And we are going to imagine this because let me tell you something. Imagine if they searched my house and found an underground room with stained mattresses. Because obviously they didn't find shit when they searched my house besides, you know, the stuff they wanted to steal from me, like my watches and cars, which is evidence of nothing besides the fact that I'm a hardworking, successful individual. But if they raided my house and found underground tunnels with stained mattresses, what would people be saying about me?
Oh my. And they, do you think they would have dropped it by now, or they'd still be going on and on?
There would be pictures of the stained mattresses tweeted every single day and posted every single day on every single platform, calling me all sorts of names, even devoid of an alleged victim, just to stained mattresses. So let's say I had an underground room and I crapped the bed, okay? Nice. Cool. Still not a human trafficker. I'm incontinent. I like to live underground like a worm, okay? It's just one of my things, nice. Okay? Nice. Incontinence isn't my fault. Nice. If that mattress had existed, if I was in fact incontinent and did have a basement and my mattress was found with stains on it, I would look guilty as fuck. Of what? Of what? What would I look guilty of? I'm not going to imply that any group isn't guilty of anything, but...
Well, here's my thing. Guys, look at this. On Twitter, I put this the other day, and you can listen to it if you want. Let me put myself in the corner because I'm Mr. Producer. Mr. Producer. Mr. Shows. So I put this here. And it says, thank God. And it's a little audio clip of me explaining how glad I am I'm not those Russian terrorists and saying, I'm going to smoke my shisha pipe. And the whole time I smoke this shisha pipe, I'm going to hope somehow God doesn't transfer my consciousness into those Russian terrorists who just got captured.
Yeah, no one
getting their asses kicked.
No one on earth is more fucked than that.
They are fucked.
And they
so I smoked my shisha and God didn't do that to me. And that's great. But imagine God did transfer your consciousness and you reopen your eyes. You woke up in the morning and you're in a different body and you're in a tunnel underground getting bummed by an Orthodox Jew somewhere in New York and they're on a stained mattress.
So how do you avoid?
How do you avoid that? That's like the worst thing that can happen.
Avoid underground tunnel bumming.
Yeah, avoid the underground tunnel bumming. The tunnels are bad enough, but it's the bumming that you really don't want.
Yeah, and you really don't want to be bummed in those tunnels.
Unless you're P. Diddy.
Of all the places.
Unless you're P. Diddy.
Unless you're P. Diddy, yeah. Mandem.
Yeah. Take me down there. You'll get through me and this army.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
I got kids. You're going to take them into your underground tunnels and bum them? No, because I'll shoot you.
Me and my team will shoot you. There's a lot of us. A lot of bullets.
Then I'll take you to my underground tunnel.
Nice. Right, what else has happened in January? Surely that's all that's happened in January. Nothing else could have possibly happened. You know what? That was a massive earthquake in Japan. You know what I actually like about Asians in general? They're not complainers. Like, I've never heard a Japanese guy moan that they got nuked.
No.
They don't say, hey, you nuked us. We want reparations. Nuke, nuke, nuke. They're kind of just like, nee. Better build a really cool phone and a reliable car then, I guess. Want some sushi?
I don't think that's what they say.
But that's basically what they say. They say, listen, I know karate.
Okay.
Do you want some sushi?
I am not angry about a nuclear bomb.
Exactly.
Would you like a super reliable cell phone?
Exactly. Oh, there's lots of other people who are always like, oh, wah.
This happened to my granddad. No one cares.
The Japanese are just like, meh.
Is what it is.
I know karate, Bushido. Who cares? So they had an earthquake.
They don't give a shintao.
And they didn't give a shintao about it. They were like, okay, earthquake came, but it's fine. So we'll rebuild everything in record time. So they didn't really cry about it. However, Americans, who love to cry about everything, cried because a few little aliens went to the mall.
Esta es una llamada de todas las unidades de la ciudad de Miami.
What the fuck even was that? Did we ever get to the bottom of that? This is what I mean, you're desensitized. They were saying it was kids who had a fight, and then everyone said that's not true. There were no kids that had a fight. There were alien creatures. And then loads of police came, the biggest police response in history, and they all turned up there, and everyone's on the news, and everyone's on the social media saying the aliens came to the Mall of Miami, and why was the police response so big? None of this makes sense. And then 20 minutes later, everyone stopped caring and stopped talking about it. Were aliens there or not? We're desensitized. Guys, do you not understand that they're attacking our receptors with orgones at such high speed that we can no longer give a fuck about anything anymore? Aliens could appear in the sky and there'd be a few memes on Twitter for about a day and then nobody would care anymore. We'd just go back to fucking jerking off.
Oh, and not just that, Tucker Carlson, probably the most single reliable man in news anywhere in the world right now, got reputable people who are former U.S. intelligence officers on his show to explain how the U.S. definitely has contact with aliens and alien technology. And everyone cared for about 6 minutes till they went back on fucking Pornhub and started jerking it all wee-wees. And that was it. So earthquakes plus mall aliens. This is January.
Your receptors are fried and you no longer care about anything. That's another thing I tweeted.
They're buttering you up for a huge famoose. Andrew's going to explain what that means later.
They are buttering you up. For a huge
famoose.
All right, so how do you protect yourself against aliens in the mall?
Aliens in the mall. Well, I would imagine if I had a bunch of friends with guns and a powerful network that the aliens couldn't do much to me. Because the police got there after they got bummed by the alien
party. Is the answer to everything just powerful friends and money?
Yeah, basically. That is the answer to stay safe. I mean, obviously, random shit can still happen to you. No one's ever 100% safe. But if you live with a bunch of dudes who are capable and you're protected with guys with guns and, you know, the American dream, what could possibly go wrong? Very little. Besides lightning striking you.
I tweeted this about all of your receptors being fried. Read this. Nobody cares about anything anymore. We feel so disconnected from Earth and this reality that nothing, no matter how extreme, holds significance at all. There's videos of a man with a chip in his brain controlling a computer. Whatever. Satanic pedophiles own your government and law enforcement agencies. I might make a meme about it, then go back to paying taxes. Only a few years ago, cops were beating the living shit out of people for not wearing masks. Where's the accountability? Oh, there is none. Poison vaccine forced into your arm 5 times? Oops! The Matrix has heavily demoralized a large percentage of the populace into simply accepting anything. Nobody reacts. Nobody takes action. Good or bad, nothing matters. Crazy scenarios don't even matter in your dreams, and everybody is living as if they are asleep. All of these scenarios I just told you, if I would have said to you a couple years ago, this is going to happen in 2024, you'd be like, whoa, that's going to be huge. It's happened. You didn't care. Nobody cares.
Back on TikTok.
Nobody even talks about it anymore. You're back on TikTok trying to find a girl juggling her tits around. Most of you fucking people will ignore all of these world events. Go on TikTok and watch a girl with mediocre tits do this. And pretend that you're watching her dancing and not her massive tits bouncing around because she's basically a digital prostitute. And you're going to sit there
like...
In fact, you'll boost her on the algo by re-watching it.
Refresh.
are. That's what you do with your fucking existence. I don't give a fuck who that girl is or her mediocre shit tits. I've scrolled straight past her. Her dancing is terrible. You're not Michael Jackson. You're a fucking mid. A 7 with a boob job.
On to February.
Remember this.
And amid the civil unrest in Haiti, Americans have been desperate to flee Port-au-Prince after weeks of deadly gang violence.
Oh, and cannibal warlords took over a sovereign nation and started eating everybody.
Nice.
That's interesting. Everyone's forgotten about that.
And what would the solution to being either getting out of Haiti, paying for security, or protecting yourself if that happened, if you were in Haiti, would have been?
The money and the men, then.
The two M's. When it comes down to it, you need to have money and good friends and a bunch of guns and bullets. Nothing else really matters.
Flesh-eating warlords.
Nice. Nice. I wonder if human flesh is good for you. Do you think it has vitamins and minerals?
Who knows?
I bet it doesn't have as many vitamins or minerals as fire blood.
I have all the vitamins and minerals I need. Have you taken your fire blood today?
I've had mine.
You've had yours. There's no such thing as having yours. You can always have more.
All right, cool. Let's do it. Can't wait for a nice, delicious hit of fire blood.
I don't even have a cup.
One scoop. In my old coffee cup.
I don't have a cup. Can someone bring me a fucking cup?
Some sparkling water.
Somebody bring me a cup. A cup. And some whiskey.
Fireblood has all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids you need in one convenient scoop. In fact, it actually has a lot more than you could ever possibly process, which means it makes all of your piss yellow. There are thousands and thousands of percent of every single vitamin. None of this recommended daily allowance gay shit. No, instead we've given you as many thousand percents as possible. And to make sure that our product is pure, we've added precisely zero flavorings, which means it tastes like chemical ass. It is absolutely disgusting, and it gives you a little bit of a stomachache for 5 whole minutes. Mmm, fire blood. It's great.
The people at home actually have no idea how bad it tastes.
He's a fucking scar.
Don't worry, they're bringing me a cup.
Right.
And some fire blood dilution solution.
What if someone did something absolutely crazy to try and prove how fucked up this world is? What if somebody actually made the ultimate self-sacrifice? And I'd respect someone who did this for what they believed in. They sacrificed themselves to prove once and for all that they're tired of this insane world and how unfairly everything is operating and running. What if somebody did that? Surely that would make a massive dent in public consciousness. Nobody would just forget about it.
Yeah, everyone talked about him. I actually saw a very sad statistic on Google search results of Aaron Bushell, what's his name?
Yeah.
And I saw Google search results and how it spiked over a 3-day period and then went back down to zero. Give me some fire blood.
People's minds are so fried that even if you set yourself on fire and die, you can only get them to care for about 3 days at most.
Zoom into my...
Nobody cares anymore. Everybody's asleep.
Zoom into my face and put the banner up. Put the banner up.
Only if you met Mr. Producer.
This is carefully planned.
All right, cool. Mr. Producer. There you go.
Hi there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. If you drink horrible tasting fire blood to get all your essential vitamins and minerals, as you know, it makes you want to throw up. So what you do to counteract is use liquids that make you want to throw up anyway, like whiskey. So you put a scoop of fire blood in with your whiskey, you mix it with the butt of your cigarette to make it extra fantastic and extra delicious. Because as you know, two positives can cancel out and make a negative. Fire blood makes you want to throw up, whiskey makes you want to throw up, and together, mixed with a cigarette, you get the essential nutrient drink with all of the daily booze allowance you need to keep your mind focused, as well as the vitamins and minerals. Smooth.
Available only at TopG.com. You're fucking crazy. I literally don't know how you did that. You're literally insane. Fair. Right. Something else we could probably mention is that, you know, the machine minds, Terminator, Skynet, can now produce videos which prove that we no longer have any idea what's true and what is false, and that reality has been completely edited in real time, because Skynet can just print out a complete fucking Hollywood blockbuster. Well, like, it's like one of those old printers, you know? Here's a new reality. Please ingest new reality.
Actually, not terrible.
What do you say?
I'm saying that it's actually good with whiskey.
Is it?
Yes! You don't drink anymore, so you have to drink your Fireball with water. Woo!
Okay, so yeah, by the way, probably should mention, all these crazy things you're seeing happen probably did happen. But in the future, in 2026, and a couple years from now, when they happen, you won't know they even happened or not, because the videos of them happening were probably generated by a Terminator machine somewhere deep inside Skynet headquarters.
20 minutes ago, a man that you know as Tristan Tate typed in, 1 hour emergency meeting about how things can be fake, and pressed enter. And this is all CGI. And to prove it, Tristan Tate would never do this live on stream. Ever. Have I ever done this ever? No, it's a glitch. We haven't ironed out all the glitches in the computer programming yet. Because obviously Tristan and Andrew Tate would never do this. This doesn't make any sense. This is just them waving their arms wildly for no reason. I don't understand why they're doing it. So the program almost worked. It's all fake.
Soon you're going to see emergency meetings head to toe. And it ain't going to be us. It's going to be the Matrix trying to convince you we said things we didn't say. Because Skynet, run by Terminators, can now create video to convince you of things that are not true, as if the MSM does not lie enough. We just talked about this in the last emergency meeting. Of course, you don't care because you're too busy at home
jerking off.
What else has happened in February? Oh, yeah. The whole world had a mental breakdown because a journalist tried to be a journalist.
Oh, a journalist did journalism!
Instead of just propaganda bullshit, he actually, you know, done his job for once.
I already said that we did not refuse to talk. We're willing to negotiate. But we both understand what is happening. Dozens of billions of US dollars are going to Ukraine.
How dare he?
How dare he? So everyone in the world wants to say this guy's a bad person, and he refuses interviews with the mainstream media because, as you know, Andrew, that's how it goes. They say you're a bad person, and they send some journalists to fucking sit there and hit you with some jerk-off attack. And then an actual honest journalist says, let me go talk to the guy who they say is the worst person in the world. And it turns out, he's like, yeah, well, we'd like to negotiate, you know, America's corrupt and they're washing money through Ukraine, so. And he tells people the truth, and everyone has a meltdown. It says Tucker Carlson should be canceled, and X should be deleted, and everyone's pandering to dictators. Journalist does journalism. Fake news loses their mind. There's the fucking headline.
Cutting the Twitter feed now. You can find us exclusively on Rumble at Tate Speech. Come now to rumble.com/Tate Speech. Completely correct. So what's going to happen in the future? Well, then they're going to send a journalist. Doesn't exist. Skynet typed him in. And they're going to send him to meet Putin. Doesn't read the meal Putin. Meet Skynet Putin. And Putin's going to sit there and say things about how he's a bad guy and America should invade.
You should trust your leaders.
Trust your leaders and kill the Russians.
Trust Joe Biden. He's good. He's perfectly sane.
Exactly. That's what's going to happen. And they're going to put the video on the MSM. And if you talk against that video, of course, as we talked in the last emergency meeting, the facial recognition machine is going to find you and you're going to go to jail for being a thought criminal. And all this is happening all around you because they're trying to get control of the prison. The prison's rioting and they're trying to get it all back under control. So you need to get out quickly because after a prison riot, when they resecure the prison, they increase the security. They will not allow a riot to happen again. So they will find out how the riot happened. This prison riot happened because people are understanding the truth and speech is semi-free on a few platforms, and look how many times we've caught them. Imagine speech was free everywhere. None of their lies would work. So now they're panicking, saying we have to get rid of all free speech, get rid of all the platforms where people can tell the truth. We need to come down, re-lock down the jail, and make sure there's no chance of another prison riot where more people will escape. So you have a chance now to escape, but if you don't escape, it's going to get harder to escape than ever before, because the freedom you're now experiencing is soon going to be taken away from you, because they're not going to allow this to repeat.
And
That's what's happening.
And I'm going to give you an example of what happened. So let's say absolute power, which is the goal of these tyrants, is given to somebody. Let's make up a fake person, okay?
A fake person, because I don't want to get in any trouble, okay? An evil dictator named Bo Jiden.
Bo.
Takes control of the universe and has absolute power to do anything he likes. Elon's gone. Rest in peace. X is sold or deleted. So's TikTok. So's Rumble. Bye, Chris. Everything's over, okay? Everything is now over. They control everything. Fake news, 15-minute cities, eat the fucking bugs. What you see on TV is what you get. Fucking Ministry of Truth, 1984. It happens. I'll tell you where I'll be. South of France, eating steak. Won't be able to talk anymore. Won't be on the internet. Won't be able to wake people up. Won't be able to tell my opinions to anyone besides the people in my immediate circle. But I'll be with the Mandem!
That's right.
Because me and the Mandem have got money. Me and the War Room are going to be sitting. I'm going to be sitting there with fucking Julian. I'm going to be sitting there with fucking... Do I say their names? No, let's not. Anyway, honorable mention to all my War Room brothers. I'm going to be sitting there in the South of France being, hey, do you remember when we could talk? Well, glad we made it out. It's fine. Let's have some kids and eat our fucking steak and shrimp and all the shit that isn't bugs while everyone else is fucked. That's what my future looks like if Bo Jiden takes control. Luckily, no one like that exists, and no one's trying to control the universe.
So the future is not bad for Tristan and I because we're extremely wealthy with a very powerful network. But we won't be able to talk to you anymore. We won't be able to help you. We won't be able to explain to you how you can get out. We will be fine always.
The real world shut down. That's gone. Bo Jiden deletes that.
Of course. So we're going to be in Japan or the Philippines or south of France or South Africa or wherever is remotely free. And we're going to be living there, living a very good life, talking about the time we used to try and help people. And they sat here and watched our emergency meetings and didn't take any action afterwards and ended up enslaved. Imagine just sitting there watching a big rock roll down a hill straight at your face and just saying, that's a big rock. And then, hey, it's the Tate brothers. There's a big rock and it's coming for you and your entire family. Yeah.
Then you're watching the fucking news and Clillery Hinton tells you everything's fine and you believe it.
There's no rock. There's no rock. And we're like, guys, there's a rock. And then you look and you see with your own eyes and you see the rock.
Schlausch Klob says the rock is good because there'll be fewer humans and you accept your death.
Yeah, guys, I see the rock. What should I do? Guys, you need a network. You need powerful men who understand that you need to be free. You need to make as much money as possible in a Matrix-free platform. You need to join the real world. You need to get in the war room now, quickly, before it's all locked down. You don't have a chance to escape anymore. Okay. Smash.
And then, and you get smashed while you're in your bedroom with your pants down.
Jerk it off! Like a fucking loser. We are trying to prove to you, no matter what happens, your life is better if you have a strong network and money. We're telling you how to get a strong network and money. We're telling you the rock is coming to crush you and your family. You're sitting there doing nothing but touch your pee-pee. What happened fucking, bro? What happened fucking yesterday? Explain this to me. Has that ever happened before? Has this ever happened before? I said it's a cyber attack because you can clearly see the ship loses power and then is steered into the pylon.
I'm no expert on ships. I'm not going to pretend that I am. I'm not First Lord of the Admiralty, Horatio Nelson. However, no, a ship has never crashed into a bridge and made it collapse. That's never happened.
And anyone who understands how the world works understands that every single country is at permanent cyber war. And to hijack a ship's systems, turn off its power, and steer it into a column is not as complicated as the other cyber war tactics are currently doing. Watch this ship. Tell me if that's not aimed. Watch. So I said it's a cyber attack. Clearly it's a cyber attack. Purported by America's enemies. Some loser came along. Some guy retweeted me. I don't know who he is. Some nobody. Andrew says it's a cyber attack. There's no evidence it's a cyber attack. The mainstream news actually says that the ship just lost power. Oh, is that what the news says? Is that what the news says? Oh, the news said that. The news said it. I must be out of my mind to think for myself because the news has a flawless fucking track record, doesn't it? Dickhead. That's a cyber attack, and it's just the beginning. They're gonna take over the ships, they're gonna take over the planes, they're gonna hijack the satellites, you're gonna be sitting there trying to jerk off the Pornhub, and it's not gonna work. There's gonna be a new message that appears. Sorry.
There's a boat coming towards your house, and your house is gonna collapse when the boat runs into it.
Nude babes
gmail.com.
Gang bang threesome.
You're broke! You're fucking poor!
What's wrong with you people? You have no money! You don't have a Bugatti! You don't have any friends with guns! You don't have 10 passports! You don't have multiple homes!
Let me tell you the power—
Your children's futures are not secure! You're fucking poor! And you're sitting there jerking off! Oh. What more the fuck is wrong with you? Get out! The Rock is coming to crush you and your family! You're gonna be enslaved forever!
Tranny? Cock? Blowjob?
You're all so fucked. We're the elites. We're the only elites telling you, because we're up here, how fucked you are. Groceries are going to double. Your wages aren't going to. Your ability to speak about any of it's going to disappear. And you're going to be sitting there going, I wish I knew this was going to happen. The Rock is rolling down the hill. You need a network. You need money. It's the only solution. 2024 is the year of chaos. It's going to get worse. We've just fucking started. Bro, explain this to me again. How this is some sort of fucking accident. Everyone's crash.
Like we were off for 10 seconds, but we're back.
Is that an accident? Oops. Boom. That's going to be the soundtrack of your life. Boom. Explosion. Prices go up. Can't afford rent. Homeless. Get mugged 3 times a day. End up on Pornhub. Because you can't get a fucking girlfriend. Of course you won't get a girlfriend. Guys, hi, wake up. Women are survivalists, and it's getting hard out here. They want warlords. They know what's coming. They can smell it in the air. They know how difficult life is going to become. They know they can't compete in the job market. They know they're not going to go out there and work a 9-to-5 for 40 hours a week and be able to make enough money to support themselves. They know they need a rich man who is strong and powerful and who can fight. They are happy to share that man and join a harem if they're going to be protected and provided for. Your jokes and your personality is not going to be interesting enough for her to go work 40 hours a week and have a 9-to-5 when she can join the harem of a millionaire who basically ignores her and pays her rent. Because she understands that working a job is bullshit. So when you sit there, Mr. fucking Wagey,
oh yeah, I earn 100 grand a year. Yeah, I'm doing all right for myself.
Babe, do you like, I've got tickets to the Arctic Monkeys concert coming up, if you're into it. But by the way, what kind of porn do you watch?
Don't worry. Yeah, you still have to work your job, but you know, we'll work together as a family, and you work your job and I'll work my job, but it's worth it for my personality.
No, it's not. She'd rather have the millionaire's personality. Hi, the line's over there. Go join the line. Let me know what your rent is. Okay, love you. And she'll be more loyal to that guy than she'd ever be to your ass. Your personality, your jokes, your funny stories, your cute little fucking haircut are not worth her working 40 hours a week forever. So you're not even gonna have a girlfriend.
And for the record, I'm fucking hilarious also. So,
no girlfriend.
Porn.com.
You're broke! You're fucking poor! Candace has been lighting them up.
Oh, Candace has been lighting them up.
She's been setting them on fire.
The fear of losing your job, encouraging some people to spit out lies, I don't think that works in the end, right? I think you got to check your priorities. The fear of losing your job, encouraging some people to spit out.
The truth is, like, she doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Shout out to Candace Owens. She's now past the point of even giving 1% of a fuck.
And legend.
God bless her.
Absolute legend.
I wonder, but then, you know the good thing about being Candace?
You can't get accused of human trafficking. Or can you? Who knows? If Candace gets hit with any criminal charges in the next 5 years, by the way, I want you to know that they're all fake. I haven't known her entire life. But if any criminal charges are launched against her or her wonderful husband, who are both good people, I'm telling you now, it's fake.
You know when, like, Princess Diana died?
Yeah.
I remember, because I think I was like 10 or something.
Yeah.
And I remember how that was news for like months and everybody super gave a shit. Now it turns out that the princess has cancer. Well, if she has cancer, they released a fake video and a fake Photoshop. No one knows where she is. We were talking about this on an emergency meeting 4 or 8 hours ago. No one now talks about it anymore. Is Kate alive? Is she dead? Does she have cancer? Does she not? Everything's fake. Photoshopped photos, fake AI videos. Nobody knows where she actually is. Where's Kate? Where's Kate? Where's Kate? Two minutes later, nobody gives a shit.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can.
Nobody cares anymore. Your receptors are fried. You are asleep. Nobody cares anymore. Nobody gives a shit. What about the Satanist publicly humiliating John Cena? That happened. No one cares about that. Do you understand how much stuff has happened this year? Sweden joined NATO and thought it was a great idea to have, for some reason, after joining a military alliance, Sweden joins NATO and their first answer in typical Swedish style is, let's celebrate bombing! Explain the logic. Explain the thought trail.
We might have to fight the Russians. What do the Russians dislike? Rainbow flags. That will scare them away.
I want someone to explain to me how NATO... equals... Okay, how do you think... We've joined NATO... This is a perfect time not to advertise our military competence, not to advertise our might, not to advertise our commitment to our neighbors. No. What can we talk about? We just joined NATO. The whole world's watching, guys. Maybe we should talk about bum sex.
Anal sex.
Who came up with this fucking idea? How the fuck did this end up happening? I want to sit in on that board meeting where they go, yay, we're in NATO. Finally, get out the pride flags. Happened this year?
Tell me.
Because the whole world went crazy. Do you remember when we were arrested?
Oh, are we gonna put back in jail?
Everyone's receptors are so fried. Even we don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I was arrested 10 days ago. Let me explain something to you. They will do anything to put me in jail besides give me a trial and find me guilty of a crime. Besides that, anything but that, jail. If I go to jail again, believe me, it's not going to be because they found me guilty of a crime. Anything to put me in jail. And I don't even give a shit. I know you guys have stopped talking about it. I don't fucking talk about it.
And then, of course, there was the terror attack in Moscow, which is disgusting. P. Diddy's house just got raided. Bro, do you know how much stuff has happened this year? This is the year of absolute chaos. Guys, you must pay attention. You need to be aware enough to look at yourself and understand that all of this is happening. The world is chaotic. I've explained why it's going to be chaotic. I've explained the opportunity it gives you. And you don't even react to the chaos. They fried your dopamine receptors. None of this even registers in your mind anymore.
Homeland Security agents in those bear caps converge on the home of Sean Diddy Combs. Officials confirm the raid is tied to a sex trafficking investigation. Homeland Security agents in...
So what's the answer to all of these problems? What's the best thing anyone can do?
So let's break it down. Let me break it down. So here's what's going to happen in 2025. Alien music producers.
Nice.
I'll do diagram.
Nice.
Alien music producers.
Smart. Super smart.
Alien music producers are going to dig underground tunnels, okay, to commit terrorist attacks in Moscow, which genocide innocent Palestinians. They're going to cannibalize people, and because there's no food. I feel like that's the way the world's going.
Will we see a video of this event?
Maybe, and it will be fake. And we'll be in jail. So here's us in the jailhouse.
Nice. Smart. For telling people the video's fake.
Yeah. Watching the video, that CGI.
And when we tell people it's fake, they keep us in jail longer.
Yes.
Nice. Nice. That's what's going to happen. How do you defend yourself against this scenario?
How do you defend yourself? There's going to be stained mattresses in the tunnels.
Nice.
With stains on them. You get underground tunnel bummed. Nice. He's going to be an Orthodox Jew, as well as a music producer.
Nice.
And how do you protect yourself? I guess go to Pornhub and jerk off.
The truth is, guys, I only get my news from my network. I talk to the war room for news because I understand that perspicacity can be amplified via my network. So if I think I know something, I go and talk to 4,000 other men who I know things, and we come to the truth via deduction. They may have seen something I haven't seen. They may have thought in a way I have not thought. I have a network I can go to decipher the truth. Most of you don't, because the people you talk to only watch the news and repeat what the news says. So you don't have a network. For you to be able to tell what is true and what is false going into the future, you're simply going to need a network of men who are interested in and care about the truth. And that's harder to find than you could think. When bad things happen to you, you're going to need a network of men who are prepared to die to defend you and stick by you, who are loyal to you. That is harder to find than you could think. And you're going to need money and resource, because we're going to be in the era of kings and peasants. The rich are going to get richer, the poor are going to get poorer, and you need to be on the right side of history. It's a prison riot right now where there is still some socioeconomic mobility, but that will not exist for long. The answer to all of this chaos are the two things we've been telling you for a very long time: the war room and the real world. And we will teach you how to make money, and we will give you the network you require to save yourself, to decide what is true and what is false, and also to have protection when the bad things come for you, because I can assure you they're coming. All of these events we've mentioned are only half the videos I'm supposed to play on this show, and we're not even in fucking April of 2024. Imagine what's going to have happened by December. You need to panic now, you need to panic early, you need to get a network, and you need to get rich. I'm going to explain to you what the War Room is. I'm going to explain to you what Hustlers University is one more time. And after that, we're going to do something very special we've never done on an emergency meeting before. So pay attention to these videos. Go to CobraTake.com, sign up to the email list. And then afterwards,
free,
we're going to do something which we've never before tried.
Ever.
This is the War Room and why it is important. Please pay attention, because this video can save your life.
They say network is net worth. They also say you're the sum of the five people you spend the most time with, and that's absolutely and utterly true. And I spend all of my time with one of 4,000 members of the War Room. I have zero friends who are not in the War Room. Anyone I knew before the War Room existed has now joined the War Room, and all of the new friends I've ever made in my life are War Room members. Because anybody who understands how this world is going, understands you need a strong network, understands brotherhood, understands hard work, understands discipline, understands competence, understands becoming a feared opponent in all realms of human endeavor, unmatched perspicacity, sheer indefatigability, making as much money as possible to give an impact on the world, moving the world with finance and currency while also being strong and hardworking. Do you understand how much value exists in simply having access to a network full of men that have honor? I've made over $100 million in War Room enterprises, and I've never used a contract. Just a handshake. We just agree. We write it out on WhatsApp. You get this much, I get that much. Boom, shake hands, done. I've never had anybody snake me. Isn't that incredible? People join my network from all around the world. Sometimes I haven't even met these people yet. But because there is honor instilled within the War Room, because it is about brotherhood, people feel too much shame to betray their brothers. Peer pressure is real. Negative peer pressure, but so is positive peer pressure. And the war room is a pressure cooker of positive peer pressure. If you're amongst us, you can't be the only man who did not train that day. You can't be the only man not trying to make money. You can't be the only man who isn't getting up and deciding that motivation isn't real, but discipline and dedication is, and he's gonna do exactly what he's supposed to do regardless of how he feels. Every single time I meet war room members, I'm reminded by how brilliant the network is. Of 30 guys who came over, when you join the war room, you have a chance to meet me in person. It's probably the only way you're ever gonna meet me in person. You're never gonna meet me unless you're a member of the war room. I only meet war room members because they have been vetted. I understand that they are doing exactly what I believe a man should do and what they understand a man should do to become as competent as humanly possible, because I don't need loser friends. And 30 war room members have come over, 15 I met before, 15 were brand new, and all of the brand new members who I've never yet before seen have far surpassed my expectations. Genuinely amazing, good people, just good people. The war room is unlike any other organization on the planet. And as the world gets more chaotic, since the dawn of human time, life has always been the same. When you're a man and things go wrong, when the S, don't wanna swear, hits the fan, it is your brothers who can help you. When things really go wrong, you're responsible for protecting your wife. You're responsible for protecting your kids. They can't help you. You have a duty to them. Who has a duty to you? Only your brothers. It doesn't matter if we were living in the year 1500. It doesn't matter if we were living in the year 1000. It doesn't matter if it was in the year 500 and we were peasants. If a king, if a tyrannical overlord appeared and decided to murder the peasants, the only chance we would have is to band together as brothers and resist. Nothing has changed. It's only brothers that agree with you, understand your worldview, who have enough honor to die beside you, enough dignity to do the right thing, who you can call on when things go wrong. And if you're a man going through life without any kind of brotherhood, without any kind of fraternity, then you are certain to be destroyed.
You know why this Matrix attack is really clever? Slander someone's name, take all their money away, block their banks, lock them up, blah, blah, blah. It usually ends everyone's life. It ends their life. It ends their influence. If they don't kill themselves, they're financially destitute and they're ruined for life. How come me and you are 100% perfectly fine?
Because we have brotherhood.
Because we have the brotherhood. We have the war room. We have our boys. We have the mandem.
That's right.
It's very, very true.
If you didn't have it, you'd be fucked. And yeah. Also, it also goes down what you just said about financially destitute. They want you to be poor because when you're poor, you have no choice but to comply to get your bug allowance.
True.
They don't want you to have money, ever. Because if you have money, you can say no. And the game is only going to become harder, guys. We teach inside of Hustlers University people how to make money. We have 15-year-olds making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. Please understand, every single day you wait, every single second you waste, it becomes harder and harder for you to ever escape. Right now is a prison riot, as we've discussed. But soon they're going to lock down the prison again. It's going to be harder to escape than ever before.
Life as a man is not a walk in the park. It's like a video game. You start from absolute nothing. You start from zero. You have no intrinsic value. It's up to you to level up your skills. You work on your fitness, your fighting skills. You work on your finance. You make sure you become important. You have to do something so you're not just the average Joe Smo. You have to do something to become a force to be reckoned with, capable of defending yourself and your family and carving out a reality which is worth living in the world today. You grind, you hustle, you build your money-making skills until you're not just getting by with a 9-to-5 boss telling you what to do. You become rich and influential, become a real player in the game of life. You start this game solo, but you can't win it alone. You need a team, a crew that's got your back, who pushes you to be better. No one in history has ever achieved anything important by themselves. Every fighter had a coach. If you went to the moon, NASA was on the ground. You always had somebody supporting you. You had to be part of a team. As the levels of the video game progress, you need higher attributes. You need better qualities of your character to succeed and pass the levels, and life is absolutely no different. You do not have time to waste. You must increase the capability of your character. You must become a better version of yourself because the game is only going to become harder. That is why you're inside of Hustlers University.
I honestly don't know how I lived before the war room. I am not the owner of the war room. I am a war room member like everybody else. Every business I start, every time I need money sent anywhere, anytime I need people on the ground, anytime I need information, everything I need can be done within the war room. I don't know how I ever survived without it. In fact, it's war room members that helped us put together the formula and the distribution for this fantastic product.
Fireblood. Makes your piss yellow. And you're absolutely right. And guys, we've had a lot of fun in this emergency meeting. We always do. But Tristan said something very true. The future is my brother and I living good lives, unable to help you anymore. Our lives are going to be good because we're rich and we're powerful and we have a network. We're going to be fine in 50 years or 40 years or 30 years. Our children will be fine. Our grandchildren will be fine. But we won't be able to speak to you anymore. We're speaking now and warning you about the rock rolling down the hill. By the time that rock hits you, we will have gone. They won't let us talk to you anymore. The time to act is now before the rock comes and crushes you and your entire family and your bloodline is enslaved for eternity. The slavery which will be bestowed upon your bloodline is 100% your responsibility unless you try to escape. We've given you the answers. You can go to CobraTake.com and you can join the war room and you can join the real world and you can escape. If you decide not to do those things, then you bear sole responsibility for the future enslavement of all of your offspring and their offspring. And that is something you have to look at yourself in the mirror as a man and understand it is your fault because you saw the rock. You saw the ball coming down the hill and decided not to act. Right, we're going to raid Rory's stream.
So one sec, speaking of friends and brotherhood, Rory is going live right now. 2 Pints with Rory, exclusive show only on Rumble.
Yep.
Because he knows, hey, if he puts it anywhere else, he would have eventually been banned. So he's building his house up on the rock.
Nice.
So if you want to continue talking to us, all 37,000 of you, a link is coming in the chat. Somebody is going to put a link. I'm putting it out there in the ether.
I don't know how stream raids really work, but what I understand is we're going to try and transfer all of the viewers from this stream to his stream. We're going to raid his stream, and then we're going to run in there to his stream and smoke cigars and talk about how we used to be enslaved inside the Matrix, and now we're free.
Let's fucking go.
Right, so we're going to do a raid, but let me... I have to Mr. Producer this.
Is it a Viking-style raid? Do we stab him?
We could stab him.
Burn him with cigarettes?
Could burn him with cigarettes. Nice.
I don't know how raiding is done.
Me neither. Give me a second. Let me find out.
Cool. You find out. I'll get ready.
Nice. Have we got any more spare? We got any spare knives?
Loads. I can only carry 2.
All right. We have like 7 knives up there. Why do we have so many huge weapons in every room in this house?
Just in case. Demand them.
Nice. Nice.
Raiding party.
It is a raiding party, isn't it?
Oh, fuck Rory.
Let me smoke this cigar a little bit. That fire blood. First, it makes your stomach hurt for a few minutes, and then you feel super powerful.
If you notice that today's emergency meeting has been super high energy, it's brought to you by fire blood.
It is. In fact, the best thing about fire blood is how yellow it makes your piss. Did you know that? Have you noticed? Makes your piss super yellow.
Fireblood makes your piss yellow. Like a man. Manly yellow piss. None of that clear water gay little girl piss. Man's piss. And the reason for that is very simple. We have all of the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids the body can need in one convenient scoop of Fireblood. And like a man, we have made it excessive. Are you the kind of person who's gonna take a supplement which tastes disgusting with no flavoring whatsoever? Or are you going to be the kind of man who takes something that tastes like cookie crumble and your pee's not even yellow because there's only a little bit of vitamins in it? Oh, I've only got my daily recommended allocation of vitamin B12. I'm scared I might pee out too many vitamins. Greta Thunberg will get mad at me for being wasteful. I don't want Greta to come into the gym and beat me up. Fucking gay.
Guys, because of the fire blood I ingest, when I'm training in the gym, I have zero fear of Greta Thunberg. I've never once been concerned. She can walk in the gym. Come. I'm built different. You want to try me? Yeah, I'm wasting vitamins. Yeah, I pissed out vitamins. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I wasted vitamins. Go on, just say something. Do something.
Unfazed.
You feeling froggy? Then jump. Pussy. I'm built different, bro. Never lost a fucking game. Never lost a game. Right, let's go deal with your mate, Rory. Bring the blades. Hi, friends. Hello, friends. Hello, friends. From what I understand, in the chat, there's a button that says join. Click that button, and you can raid Rory's stream. And we're going to go and join Rory's stream right now. So there should be something in the chat that says join. We'll explain in the chat what to do also. Click it, and you will raid Rory's stream, and we're going to be there. See you soon.